Hi, it's Dave C. for the Stevens Media Group, and October is what we call Pinktober around here. Now, we call it Pinktober because it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and so many women suffer from this disease. You see it on the NFL. They've turned things pink, and we're here to raise awareness to this as well. In fact, some of our employees are dyeing their hair pink in honor of Pinktober. Did you hear about this?
I did not hear about that.
Well, my guest, the voice you hear, is Kelly Fryer from the American Cancer Society, located here in Ardmore?
Yes.
Okay. And I guess, why don't you tell us exactly what the American Cancer Society's reach is, what your mission is in Pinktober?
In Pinktober, you know, we have a big, strong push with Strides Against Breast Cancer, and it's in most of the larger cities. And hopefully what we're going to try to do is bring that to Ardmore, and that's in the next couple of years. That's kind of one of the plans. But the products and services that we provide here in Ardmore, that's one of our biggest, I think one of the best things that the American Cancer Society does here in Ardmore, and that is we provide free rides to the Mercy Cancer Center, as well as there's a resource room where they can get free wigs, bras, and prostheses.
It's a really tragically powerful disease that touches so many people. We're talking about Julia Louis-Dreyfus just a moment ago, who announced last week that she has contracted breast cancer. And what she said is very interesting. She said, 1 in 8 women contract breast cancer. Today, I am the one.
I know. It was pretty profound, absolutely. And I think that's huge for her to come out and share that, because it's a very personal journey for a lot of women, or anybody diagnosed with cancer, period. And a lot of people don't want to share that, but it really helps bring that awareness and helps women feel that they're not alone.
And I have a statistic here from our county. It says that the number one cancer diagnosis in Carter County is, in fact, breast cancer.
Yes, for women it is, followed up by lung cancer.
Wow. What can people do to get involved? I mean, if 1 in 8 have been touched, I know it's affected my family with a number of people. What can people do to help?
One thing they can do is really help share the message about the products and services that are provided here in Ardmore. But we have Relay for Life, which is in June, and it's a way that people in our community can come together, and it's for all cancers. And that's one thing I think to kind of keep people aware of, is that, you know, you may be diagnosed with breast cancer, and then unfortunately they may occur with a different type of diagnosis or it metastasized. So being able to have that information and be able to treat any type of cancer, I think is very helpful, and in our community is very beneficial.
And how can people reach out if they'd like to reach the American Cancer Society here locally?
What they can do is they can actually go to cancer.org is one way, or they can call me personally. I'm down at Advanced Care Medical Equipment, and that's where the resource room is for the American Cancer Society.
Well, that's great. Thank you so much for coming in today, Kelly. Pinktober with the Stevens Media Group to help raise awareness for our friends, many ladies out there suffering from this horrible disease.